Welcome to the Gordons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek mythology, and in today's episode, we will see how Gaia tried to once again seize power, and the second great war of the gods, known as the Genotomachy. We left off the last episode with the Titanomachy having finally ended, after centuries of fighting, and the Titans imprisoned in Tartarus. However, Gaia is displeased with Zeus. Gaia wanted Zeus to overthrow Kronos, and free her kids, the Cyclopes and Hecatoncheires, from Tartarus. But she did not want him to imprison most of her other kids in Tartarus. Thus, Gaia begins to prepare her overthrow of Zeus. As I have said before, mythology is convoluted, and different regions of Greece had their own version of the ancient myths. But one of the most common is that Gaia had 24 children known as giants. She had these kids with the god of hell named Tartarus. Now, some people may be confused whether Tartarus is a person or a place. The answer is he's both. Same with how Gaia is both a person and she is the earth itself. However, another common story of how the 24 giants came to exist is that Gaia used the blood of Uranus, her dead former husband, to give birth to the 24 giants. Whichever it is, the giants themselves were said to be huge beasts who possessed enormous strength. Some said these giants had snakes instead of legs and hair of fire. However, unlike the Titans, these beasts were not immortal, and thus could be killed by other mortals. It was also said that giants had very little reason or logic. They were basically big, dumb, stupid brutes. They had only one goal, to defeat Zeus and all the other Olympian gods. By the way, if you don't know, Olympus is the mountain where Zeus, Demeter, Poseidon, Hades, Hera, Hestia had their palace. That's where the gods had the palace. Thus, the giants began to prepare for war and attack on the gods. And this is when the Genotomachy began. If you don't remember from the last episode, Titanomachy means Titan battle or Titan war. Therefore, Genotomachy or Gigantomachy means giant battle or giant war. The giants began to stack mountains one on top of another in order to reach Mount Olympus and defeat the gods. Luckily, the gods were warned of the giants' approach and came down from Olympus to attack the giants. However, the giants and the gods clashed, and the gods quickly realized that they could not defeat the giants. Even Zeus's most powerful blast of lightning could not stop the giants. Every time one of the giants fell, they would quickly heal and continue fighting. Hera then gave a prophecy. This is odd, seeing as how Hera is not the god of prophecy. But we just roll with it. That's what the ancient myth said. The prophecy said that the gods could only win with the help of a mortal in a lion's skin cape. And there was only one mortal who fit that description. Zeus quickly sent Athena and Hermes to find the mortal hero Hercules. We will cover Hercules in a later episode. While the gods waited for Hercules to arrive, the giants grew closer and closer to the top of Mount Olympus. They kept stacking more mountains on top of each other in order to reach the heights of Mount Olympus. In fear that they would be overrun by the giants, before Hercules could arrive, Zeus called for the god Pan. Pan let out a crazy screech, which was so terrifying that all the giants ran away. However, the giants quickly regrouped and attacked again, realizing that they'd been tricked by Pan's yelling. However, their brief retreat had given enough time for Hercules to arrive. When Hercules arrived, the outcome of the Gigantomachy seemed to swing in the favor of the gods. But every injury the gods inflicted on the giants still healed. The gods soon realized that the giants would heal so long as they touched the earth where they were born. The giants were born in Thrace. Thus, the gods began to drive the giants away from Thrace so that they could kill them. Hercules grabbed the giant Antithesis and carried him out of Thrace and killed the giant with his club. The giant Porphyrion attacked Hera but was struck down by a bolt of lightning from Zeus, which sent him flying out of the kingdom of Thrace. Hercules shot giants with arrow after arrow. Athena threw a rock that was so big it crushed a giant's brain. This rock was said to have become the island of Sicily. Eventually, all the giants were defeated, and the Gigantomachy was over. After the Gigantomachy, Hercules was blessed by the gods for his help in the victory over the giants. The gods returned to their palace on Olympus and planned for the next inevitable attack from Gaia. However, for now, there was peace on Earth. Since the giants were mortal and not immortal, the gods made sure that the giants' souls were judged by Hades and sent to the fields of punishment, where they would suffer for all time. As I have mentioned before, there are many different and conflicting accounts of different myths. One version of the Gigantomachy says that the war occurred before humans even existed, and thus Hercules could not have even been involved in the war. I say this just so if you ever hear a different account of a myth, you won't immediately think of it as wrong. There are other versions. I, in this podcast, strive to just tell you the version that I know best. I think this is where we will leave the gods for today, in a time of peace and victory. Thank you for once again joining me in this weekend's story of the gods. As always, I've been your host, Eric, here with Everything on Mythology from the Gorgons and Gods podcast. Please consider following and sharing with your friends. If you enjoyed what you learned here today, then stick around, because in the next episode, we will discuss the Titans that were not locked away in Tartarus during the rule of Zeus, how humanity came to exist, and Pandora's Box.